since all of us were stunned. The Eternal has done remarkable things for us. Remarkable things. We were beyond happy, beyond joyful. Amen. Amen. I do want it that way. First text I got this morning from Pastor James, it was pretty early. He sent me Psalms 9, and it goes quite along with you from the Passion, verse number 1. It says, Lord, I will worship you with extended hands as my whole heart explodes with praise. I will tell everyone everywhere about your wonderful works and how marvelous miracles exceed expectations. So we just thank the Lord for how we're expecting miracles to happen. Amen. Don't go through life hoping and praying and wishing. No, I'm expecting things to change in my life. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Madam President, Chris, if you ever get an email from Chris, it says president of her company, and so I call her Madam President. But we're so happy to have Thomas and Hallie here this morning. Thank you, Thomas, for playing. Amen. We're always thankful to have Jerry and Wesley here, so faithful. Amen. But we're so thankful also for Isaac and Chase to be here today. Amen. It's good to see Elijah again today. Amen. Amen. If you haven't met Elijah, he's a wonderful fellow to talk to. Pastor James and Melissa are probably on the road right now. On their way to have a vacation. So let's praise God for that. Amen. Not to praise God that they're gone, but to praise God that they're going to be a time of refreshing and a time of peace and joy and comfort. Amen. So let's pray about that together. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Father. We thank you that the angels are set round about Pastor James and Melissa as they're traveling, Father. We thank you that every nut and bolt in their car works perfectly, Father. We thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus set around about them, that no wicked man will cross their path, that they'll have a wonderful, favorable, marvelous time. We thank you that the weather is in their favor. We thank you that the tides are in their favor, Father. We thank you that everything is in their favor. Father, everyone they come in contact with is a blessing, and it's a time of refreshing, a time of peace, and a time of joy in their lives. So we thank you for blessing them and keeping them as they're there and as they travel. And thank you, Father, that their feet don't get tired. We thank you that their skin doesn't get burnt. We thank you, Father, that they're just blessed. And we give you all the praise and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor James also wanted me to remind you, he and Melissa commissioned some T-shirts, and they're back here on the back table about walking in love. So if you like a T-shirt, they're back there. Dawn is going to wear hers on Wednesday and model it for everybody. Just joking. If you want to, you're welcome to, though. And also, you may have heard Pastor James mention that the word of encouragement may not be a daily thing while he's on his vacation, but it will come out occasionally with updates. But just thank God that he has the time of rest and peace. Amen. He is a pretty early riser, so it isn't unusual to get one at 6 in the morning from him. So, amen, amen, amen. I had on my heart a message, and it was going over and over and over. So I want everyone to put their hearing ears on, amen. Their listening heart on, amen. That includes my kiddos in the back. Kiddos, wave for me so I know you're paying attention. I see one of them. Do I see the other? All right. Teenager. All right. I have good teenagers, blessed teenagers. Amen. Amen. Hey, in Psalms chapter 66, verse number 12, the word says, you cause men to ride over our heads. I was trying to think about what was going on in this situation. There was a tough time going through stuff. The message says, their road tested us inside and out, took us to hell and back. Anyone ever been there? So you're you caused manna right over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. A wealthy place. The New International Reader's Version says, a place where we have everything we need. A place of abundance. A place of superabundance. A place of rich fulfillment. A place where we have much more than we need. And that's the place that God wants for you. He has brought us into a place of abundance, superabundance, rich fulfillment, more than you could ever ask for. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. God's provision is where your needs are met, where you're able, just like Chris was talking about being able to sow seeds, you're able to sow seeds because you have that abundance to give, where you can help advance the gospel because a ministry needs help, the Lord leads on your heart to help them, you can help them, amen? Where all of your needs are met in super abundance. Do you know what super abundance means? A whole bunch. A bunch. A real bunch. You know, but this doesn't happen automatically. Is that a word, automatically? Automatically. You must be led. You must be led to that place. How do we get to that place? In Acts chapter 17, verse number 26, it says in the Amplified that He made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth. So if you're preaching racism, I mean, that's against you right there. I mean, He made everybody.
Amen.
Having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, their lands, and their abodes. A definitely determined place and period of time for you. He wants you to have your own. He wants you to have your own place, but it's not just anywhere. Our times and our places are specifically, definitely determined. Do you see that in the Word? Is that me saying it or the Word saying it? That's the Word saying it. You can say, well, I can be anything. I can go anywhere I decide to go. My kid can grow up and be anything they want to be when they grow up. If Jesus is their Lord, we're asking Him. We're asking Him. It's not to decide us what our vocation is or our profession is. It's for us to discover the plan that God's calling us to do. He can call you to be a plumber, a handyman, a builder, a doctor, a rocket scientist. He can call you to be whatever He's called you to be, and you will prosper in that. You will bless other people. You will help other people. But we need to find out the plan that He has for us. Amen?
Amen?
It's for us to discover that plan. It's for us to find it. God has for us to follow His steps, step by step by step by step. Amen? It says what we talked about a moment ago, you have brought us into a wealthy place. A place is a particular location or spot as we think of a place. It's also a condition, a position. A state of mind. I found that was directly out of the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. But a distinct condition, position, state of mind. So He's bringing you into a wealthy place where you're super abundantly blessed in your head. You have everything you need in your heart, in your life, in your what's going on in your mind, and you have that super abundance of peace, of joy, of strength, of health. Of you have a solid mind, and you're richly fulfilled in your life. Amen. That's what He wants for you. So it's not just you're in the right place, that you're in the right condition in your life, in the right condition in your mind and in your heart. Amen? God's provision is what He wants for you. It's where our needs are met, and He wants that for you. It's a wealthy location and condition for you where you will excel and prosper like no other. A place where you will develop and increase. A place where you'll be a blessing like there's no other. A wealthy place. A place of rich fulfillment in your life where you feel richly fulfilled. Amen? Have you ever gone and you You've maybe been at work all day, you've been doing something, and you went away from it just feeling worse. I feel like they sucked the life out of me today. I feel like I spent my wheels all day. He wants you to be where you're going away feeling like a million bucks because you know you heard from Him and you're doing what He's called you to do. A place that God's predetermined for you ever before you were ever born. This is one of my favorite scriptures in Ephesians 1 out of the Message. It's a compilation of verse 3 through 8 and 9. It says, long before He laid down the earth's foundation, He had us in mind. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans He took such delight in making. He wants you to have a plan. He wants you to have a purpose. But we need to find out what that place is, what that thing is. We need to know that it's a place of abundance and superabundance and rich fulfillment and more than we could ever need. Amen? The location and the place, the condition, the location and the place and the condition, they're connected. He wants you to be in the right place. He wants you to be in the right heart. He wants you to be in the right where you're, and you're at a place of peace and joy and rest. He wants you there. They work together. Amen? Amen. Let's look at a good example of this. In Isaiah chapter 51, verses 2. Isaiah 51, 2, it says, look unto Abraham, your father. Abraham's, you know, the father of many nations, but he's also the father of faith. He's also the father of prosperity. I mean, he's a good one to hold up as a role model. Look unto Abraham, your father, unto Sarah, who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. So the Lord blessed him and increased him. Why did He do that, Wesley? I was joking with Wesley before service. I pick on Wesley a lot, so I had to do that, sir. God blessed him and increased him, but why did He do that? Well, look at the very, if you look at Genesis chapter 11, it mentions Abram. Because his dad moved to a certain location and how long his dad lived. And then the very first thing the Bible says that God said to him, now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. So the very first thing that God told Abram, He said, get out of here. Get on out of here. So what did Abram do? No, he asked his friends, he asked his mama, he asked Facebook, he asked Siri. Hey, Siri, should I leave? I didn't get that. Can you try again? Okay. He asked Siri. He was asking all these other people, what should I do? You know, he went to his dad and he said, Dad, the Lord told me to leave. And Dad said, where are you going, son? And the son said, Abram said, I don't know, but he told me to go. And his dad was like, you don't need to go. You don't know where you're going. And so Abram stayed around and talked about it and him hauled it. No, what does it say? And this is an exact picture of Abram. Without any hesitation, Abram went. He did exactly as the Eternal One asked him to do. That is why Abram is in the book. It started right here. All the miracles that Abraham did, retrieving Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah, those places, getting him back from the armies, and retrieving his wife, and all the other things, his son, taking his son up the mountain, everything that happened based upon his lineage all starts right here because he went without hesitation listening to the Lord. He left and did exactly as the Lord had spoken to him. Amen? It says in Isaiah 1, verse 19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured. What's the points here? If you are willing and obedient. You know, I could ask Eric to go mow the yard, and I don't even have to ask him anymore because he just goes and does it because he's a wonderful, faithful son. But if he's out there going, I'll mow the stinking yard, it'll be the best. I have to mow this all the time. He never thanks me. If he's out there grumbling and griping the whole time, is he willing and obedient? He might be obedient, but he wouldn't be willing in that situation. Abram was willing, and Eric does not do that, by the way. Eric is a blessing, amen. If you are willing, Abram was willing and obedient. What if Abram had stayed? What if he didn't leave? What about his lineage? Jesus is part of his lineage. The promised land and the father of many nations. But he followed what God was telling him to do. Amen. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 1, it says, then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had with Lot with him to the south. Abram was rich in livestock and silver and in gold. He was rich because he was following the will of God. Amen. How did he get that way? He didn't get that way at mama's house. He got that way because he was doing what the Lord called him to do. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being at mama's house. I miss my mama. I'd be happy to go to mama's house. What I'm saying is the Lord told him to leave, and he was obedient, and so he was doing that. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8, it says, by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. The Lord said, get on out of here, and he didn't tell him where. He just said, go. And so he was led by the Lord as he went. Sometimes the Lord will say, he might tell you to go do something, and you're like, well, I need to know the exact details. I need to know the time, the location, the email address, and I need to know the coordinates of this. No, he went because the Lord told him to go, and he went, even though he didn't know where he was going. And that takes faith. Faith is a heart faith. Even though you may not see it, you know that you know that you know God has it for you. God has a place, a location, and a condition for you. A place for you to prosper like no other. A place you were made for, and a place that it was made for you. A place that was made for you. A place where your gifts work. A place where your grace shines. A place where you can help make a difference. Amen? Where you feel fulfilled. You ever had a job and you were supposed to be in charge of something, but you were never empowered to do it? Someone else was always empowered, so you were just like, there. He's empowered you to do it. Amen? And all, when you're not doing the will of the Lord, there's all these other places and things and conditions that can stress you out, run you down. Just like it said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll have the good of the land. But what happens if you're not willing and obedient? It says, then you shall be devoured. And you may not be literally eaten up by something, but you'll be literally eaten up on the inside. Depression, oppression, you'll be upset. You know, he doesn't want that for you. He wants you to have the place, super abundance, more than enough. He wants that for you. He wants, there's some Christians that think they can go where they want, when they want. They can leave when they want. They can sow what they want any way they want to. They can make as many confessions as they want and prosper in any way that they want, but they're not in the place the Lord's called them to, and they're not going to prosper and grow the way the Lord wants them to. Now, I'm not telling you to literally leave. I'm not asking you to leave. Please stay. We're glad you're here. But are you listening to the Lord to do what He's called you to do? if he told you to minister someone, if he told you to help someone, if he told you to spend more time in a certain part of the Word or whatever it is, are you listening to what he's called you to do? You need to be in that attitude of heart and location and condition of obedience to ask God what he wants you to do every day. Just like Chris was mentioning in the offering time, I'm listening to him, what he wants me to sow into this, how he wants, you know, he said that we need to tithe, yes, but our offering, what I'm listening to him, what he wants me to give to that. I'm listening to him how he wants me to address someone or talk to someone. Now, he's always talking to us. Sometimes we don't want to listen. We think we call ourselves humble. I think I'm the most humble person you've ever seen, you know. That's not, by the way. But but we're not listening to the Lord. He's speaking to us, but we need to be paying attention. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, we are assured to know that all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. A lot of people use that first part of that scripture here. It says, we are assured to know that all things work together for the good. You know, you've heard people just quote that first part. But the second part, though, is for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose, that we're willing to listen to Him and do what He's calling us to do. We're willing to be obedient. We're willing to be willing and obedient. And that means that even though that we don't know where we're going, that He's guiding and leading us, and that we're going to do it because we know that faith pleases Him. It pleases Him that we will go and step out when He calls us to do that. If He told us to go there, and that place He told us to do, that thing He's asked you to do, that's the prosperous place He wants you to be at. That's the super abundant place He wants you to be at. If He asked me to mop the floor one day, then that's the place He has me at. I'm mopping the floor, and I'm going to be willing and obedient, and I'm going to be happy about it, and I'm going to have my happy pants on, and I'm not going to be like, rah, rah, rah. People clip their toenails, blah, blah, blah. People pour their coffee on the ground, blah, blah, blah. No, that's the place God's called me to be today, and I'm going to do it. Amen? Amen. Please don't clip your toenails. All right, in the service, that is. Sorry, I said that. If He told you to go there, then that's your prosperous place. Even if it looks like a wilderness. Even if it looks rough. You know, the grass is green over here. It doesn't look so green over there, but He's called, oh no, I got to go over there. If He's called you there, when you get there, there's going to be peace and joy. And there's going to be provision. There's going to be super abundance there to help you, to lead you, to guide you. Yes, things are going to happen. Yes, the cars are going to flip in the air occasionally. It happens. But as you're going through that, there's peace and joy and strength and comfort and superabundance while you're there. Amen? He's there to help you. He's already providing a way for you. Did you know, you may not know this, Don and I and the family, we moved out here in 2013. It was at the end of the year. I moved out in September. They all came in October, I believe. And we bought our home in December, and we moved in, was it Christmas Eve we moved in? The 22nd. It was almost Christmas Eve. Did you know they started, and so the Lord laid on my heart to move here. We made the plan. I had already put my home up for sale, not knowing the Lord was moving us here. I was getting ready. I was feeling led to do something. I was already decluttering the home, fixing the home, getting ready. Even before I received the phone call to come out here, I was getting ready because I knew the Lord was leading us to do something. I was listening to Him. He was leading me to get ready. He was leading me to do these things. And I was doing it. I was taking care of it. And so the first person that walked through our home bought our home. And we moved out here. We lived with Pastor James and Melissa for a couple months. And we bought our home in December. But did you know they started building that home when we decided to move out here, the home we bought? They finished building that home when it was time for my family to move into it. Wow. He's providing a way, just like the ram was going up the hill to be in place for Abraham to be there to sacrifice that ram instead of his son. God is providing that thing for you that you need. He's providing your way out. He's providing that blessing. He's providing that provision. He's providing that word that you need. Amen. When you decide to obey the Lord and start down the path He has for you, predetermined blessings are going to be there to intersect with you as you're going down that path. When you're listening to Him, He already has things in store for you to bless you, to help you, to move with you. But what if you're going down that path and you're saying, I don't want to go down this path. I don't want to go that way. That way's ugly. That way's stupid. People don't want to move there. Then the blessings are there. The blessings are over there. Now, I'm using moving as a literal example, but we're applying that to what we're going through in everyday life. Amen. When the Lord's called you to go to Walmart to buy a pack of hamburger buns, you need to believe that there's blessings and provision on your way there. Amen. There's if He's called you to do that. You know, sometimes we just need hamburger buns, but. But maybe He said, hey, I want you to go buy a pack of hamburger buns, but He has someone there for you to interact with, to be a blessing to because He's given you, He's wondering if you're going to be willing and obedient to do the hamburger bun run, but as you're on your way, there's someone there He wants you to meet with. Amen? Does that make sense? The ram was there. It was on the way when Abram decided to go. God has a wealthy place, a place of plenty, a location, a condition for you. He has connections with people, not just anything that crosses our mind or any idea that we come up with. He has a plan. We need to find out what it is. We need to stay with it. He has an idea, and we need to stay connected with His plan. Yeah. Amen. It's not hard to find. We are going to find that place. We're going to get in it and stay in it. Amen. We're going to find it. When He says to go, what are we going to do? But in Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 through 4, in the Passion, it says, now another famine struck the land like the one in Abraham's time. What did He tell Abram to do? Go. Isaac, his son, traveled where those people went in the Philistine king, and Yahweh appeared before Isaac and said, do not go to Egypt. Stay here. Live here. I'll be with you. I'll protect you. I'll promise to bless you, and all these lands will be for your descendants, just like I told you your father. And so what if Isaac said, the Lord told my dad to go, so that's what I must do because daddy did it, I must do it. But what's the Lord tell him to do? Stay. Stay? There's a famine going on. Why would I stay? There's a famine. Do you know what a famine is, Lord? A famine's where you don't have water, you don't have food, you don't have blessings, you don't have provision. But what's the Lord saying to him? You stay, and I'm going to protect you so much that, what does it say there in verse number 4? I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven, and I will one day give them all these lands. I will bless all the nations of the earth through your offspring. Just because that's what daddy did doesn't mean that he's leading you to do it. It means that we need to be listening to him and obeying him because he's blessed. He's going to bless him there. He's going to bless him there. We are to be led by the Spirit as we're walking by faith. We need to check with him. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, in all your ways recognize and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make your path straight and your path plain. He will direct those as we're acknowledging him and listening to him. Even though there was a famine in the land, the Lord directed him to stay. The Lord said he would prosper him there, even though everyone else was leaving. What if you're looking around and all your neighbors left and their houses are falling down and everyone down the street are leaving and there's houses on, oh, what country it is? I forgot it. There was one episode of Top Gear. Anybody watch Top Gear? Anyways, they're driving through this town in Europe and the town is deserted. I mean, block after block after block, pre-built homes. They even stayed in some of the homes, brand new homes, and the whole place is deserted. What if the whole place is deserted, but the Lord told you to stay there? What are you, and you're looking around, stay? There's not even a grocery store, Lord. What am I supposed to do? The Lord told you to stay, and you're going to do it because he told you. And why, as you're doing it, he's blessing you. He's providing for you. He has a way out for you. Amen? Even though there was a famine in the land, the Lord directed him to stay, that the Lord would prosper him there. Even though everyone else was leaving, even though it looks sad and bleak, sometimes it looks sad and bleak in our life. Sometimes things are going through, and you're having a... As Chase mentioned as before, you may be having a rough week. It's a tough week this week. Things are going down. You know that this is going down and that's going down. I'm going to trust the Lord that he's bringing me through this. I'm going to trust the Lord that I'm coming out of this stronger. I'm coming out of this better. I'm coming out of this with more than enough. I'm not only coming out of this better and stronger, and I'm able to help my brother and my sister out of these things. The Lord's going to bless me while I'm here. Did you know you're going to have to miss the Lord to get burnt out? You ever heard that term? I'm just burnt out. I can't handle this more. I just can't do this anymore. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to miss the Lord to get burnt out, because are you listening to him? Are you listening? Are you being directed by him? You know, the Lord told you to take some rest sometimes. Are you taking your rest? Just like Pastor James and Wilson are taking their rest. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you've got to take that peace and that joy and that time away. If the Lord tells you to stay, what do you do? If the Lord tells you to go, what do you do? If the Lord tells you to stay, no matter how rough it is, you stay there. You do it. You do what he's called you to do. You not only do it, you're doing it willing and obedient with your happy pants on and your happy face on. You're going to look like the Joker without the makeup going through life with this big old grin on your face. And everyone in the world's going to know that you're happy and that you have, and you're full of love, and your face isn't going to be dragging the ground wanting everyone to feel sad for you and how hard it is for you. But they're going to see how good God is in your life, how strong he is in your life, how much joy and peace are just oozing out of you. Amen. No matter how rough it is, stay. There's famine in the land, stay. They're not treating me right, stay. They don't appreciate my gift. If he told you to stay there, you stay there, and you put your happy pants on and you stay. Amen. If he told you to stay, then that's the place you should stay. Are you listening to him? Are you listening to him? In Genesis chapter 26, Isaac stayed, and Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold harvest, for Yahweh greatly blessed him. Isaac grew richer and richer until he was extremely wealthy in flocks and harvests in a land of famine. Because he stayed and did what the Lord told him to do. He acquired so many flocks and herds and so many servants that the Philistines grew jealous. The word even says that in some locations. They're going to see you as so prosperous, they're going to be envious of how blessed you are. Amen. Now, you don't need to be envious of how blessed they are. They're going to be envious of how blessed you are. Amen. Would Isaac have prospered like this if he had left and went to Egypt? If he had made his own plan? If he had asked the Lord for a transfer? Lord, I want a transfer. And the Lord said, denied. But I want to transfer, Lord. Denied. Stay there and be happy. But Lord, they're treating me bad. I'm going to do it my own way. Now, Christians all over the place. My mom was one of them. Every now and then, we went to so many churches growing up. Sometimes you'd hear things like, you know, they just want our money, and things like that. But Christians all over the place, they're getting excited. They're following the Lord. But somewhere along the way, they're getting their feelings hurt. And they're saying, I don't have to put up with this. I don't have to deal with this anymore. Well, if you're going to obey the Lord and He told you to be there, you do have to put up with it. You do have to put your big pants on. You do have to put your happy pants on. You do have to do what He's calling you to do and endure hardness like a good soldier. Well, it's a free country. I can go anywhere I want to go. Yes, you can, right out of the will of God. You need to be where God's calling you to be. I'm not saying you're having to move out of the state. I'm saying if He's called you to wherever He's doing at your job, whatever He's doing in your hobby, whatever He's doing in your vocation, whatever it is, you can be where He's called you to be a blessing, where your energies will be fulfilled. Or what's the word I'm thinking of? Where everything that you're putting your hand to will be fulfilled and things are happening for a purpose. You can sow your seeds and you can make your confessions anywhere you want, but you won't prosper like you should if you're in rebellion and disobedience. Amen. You can give all your money to the church, but if you're in rebellion and disobedience about it, you're not being blessed because of it. Are you listening to Him about it? Amen? If He says, stay, He's not planning on you being in torment your whole life. If He says, stay, you got to believe that He knows how to give you what you need in that place and in that situation. That you have to trust Him that He will meet your needs. He will satisfy your soul. He will fill your hungry heart. He would, whatever it takes, you got to believe Him and trust Him. Well, how do I find my place? I want to be in that wealthy place. How do I get there? It says in John chapter 20, 10, verse number 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. This is Jesus. Red letters in the Bible. I don't have this on the screen. John chapter 10, verse number 3 in the Passion, it says, and the sheep recognize the voice of the true shepherd, for he calls his own by name and leads them out, for they belong to him. We need to go around saying, I can hear God. Yeah. I hear His voice. Don't go around saying, I don't know if I can ever hear God. He never talks to me. I don't know if He ever directs me. I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to do it. Get out of your vocabulary. I don't know. I can't do. I don't have it. There's no way. Get those things. That's like cussing words. Say out of your voice, the Lord has given to me this thing. The Lord is providing my way of escape. The Lord has given me the direction I need. I have it. I have clear understanding. I have the mind of Christ. I have the peace that surpasses all understanding. I know His voice. I know His voice. I know His voice. He's leading me. He's directing me. I hear it. I'm listening. Not only am I listening, I'm obeying and I'm doing it. Amen. If you follow Him, you're always going to be in the right place at the right time. Amen. If you failed in the past, and I have failed many times in the past. Anyone ever failed before about this in the past? Amen. Testify. But all you have to do right now is say, from now on, every time you deal with me, Lord, I will listen. I will listen. Just like the prophet in the Bible, when the Lord spoke to him as a little child, was it Samuel? The Lord spoke and said, the Lord said a word, and the child said, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. And the Lord spoke to him and he said, here I am, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening, Father. I'm paying attention. And as you do that, all cloudiness, all confusion, all of that goes away as you hear Him more and more and more. As you listen to His voice, you recognize His voice and all those other voices, you know they're a fake. You know they're a fake. Everyone, you know, a lot of our mamas have passed away, but if she called you on the phone, you knew within her first breath it was her, right? Yep. You knew it's your son or your daughter, whoever calls you. You know it's them. You try to fake the word of the Lord, but you know it's a fake because you know the real thing. Amen? That we hear His voice and that we're following Him. Where is He leading us to? He's leading us to that wealthy place, a place where we have everything we need, a place of superabundance, a place of rich fulfillment, where we have peace in our mind and peace in our heart, that our body's full and strong and overflowing with health, that we're oozing health out of our body, we're oozing joy out of our body, we're oozing peace and love and happiness out of our body. Amen? Amen. Do you believe that with me? Amen. Stand up with me if you would. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You for how good You are. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. We thank You. Lift your hands up with me, Lord. Let's tell the Lord that we believe it. Lord, we believe You. Lord, I believe that Your voice is true. Lord, I believe that I hear Your voice. I thank You, Father. Say this with me. Say, Lord, we believe it. We believe that You are great. We believe that You're the great Jehovah Jireh. That You provide our place, our wealthy place, a place where we need everything we need. A place that, everything that we need, a place that of abundance, a place of superabundance, a place of rich fulfillment. Thank You, Father. You a place where we have more than we need. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. We hear Your voice. We're following Your voice, and we thank You for that, Father. We thank You for that, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Hey, Hannah, turn this guitar on if it's off. Thank You, Father. Father, we thank You that You lead us to this place. Thank You, Father. Oh, we believe there's no weakness in You, Lord. We believe that there's no lack in You, Lord. We believe that there's no running out in You, Lord. We believe that we say that You are our provider, our faithful provider, Lord. And we give You all the glory, Father. You're providing our way. You're providing our direction. You're making our crooked places straight. You're making our rough places smooth. You're making our dark places light. We know the place to go to. And as we go there, we're going to do it with joy. We're going to do it obediently. We're going to do it willingly. And we thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. If you failed in this area, all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me for ignoring You. Father, forgive me for procrastinating. Forgive me, Father, for not doing what You said to do and go where You told me to go. And when You said it the way You said to do it, forgive me, Father. Every time I've come short and I've failed, I ask that You forgive me and I repent. It's not my heart, it's not my will. And I thank You for forgiving me. But I thank You from now on, I hear Your voice. I follow Your voice. It's Your voice I follow. And I thank You, Father. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You that You're helping me grow closely to You, that my soul follows hard after You. I'm going to follow so hard after You, if You stopped, I would bump right into You. I'm following so close after You. I thank You, Father. I confess that You are my shepherd, that I know Your voice, that I know Your voice, that You're helping me grow stronger and more sensitive. I thank You, Father, that we're going strong. You're leading us into this place of abundance. We will not fear on the way. We will not worry on the way. We will not get in doubt along the way, but we're going to trust You. And we thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. You are a good shepherd. We hear Your voice, and we have that place of abundance, that place of superabundance, that place of fulfillment. And we give You all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank You, Jesus. If you're listening to my voice and you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and you want that place of fulfillment, you want that wealthy place, you want that place where you know that your sins are forgiven, that Jesus died for your sins and your sicknesses, you can have it. All you have to do is say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of all my sins. I take You as my Lord and Savior. I thank You for forgiving me. And we give You all the praise and glory. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. He's a good God, isn't He? Are you going to be willing and obedient? Are you going to do it with your happy pants on? Are you going to do it with your happy face on? Are you going to follow so close after the Lord? If He stops, you're going to bump right into Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we praise God. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord that the Lord's blessing our pastors. We thank the Lord that we have fresh musicians here to sing and sing unto to the Lord. And we just thank You, Father. Father, we give You all the praise and glory. We just thank You for blessing this congregation and this house, Father. We thank You that this congregation goes with peace and joy. And we give You all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.